This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department, whether it's inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And time to bring in my good friend, the best in the business, Brad Nessler. Brad, great to hear from you.
Steve, how you doing, buddy? I understand you have a football game this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to show up, see how it goes. First of all, it's great to see you a couple of weeks ago, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. Always good to see you, my friend.
Yeah. All right, so you've got, what, Oregon, Michigan this week, and it's going to be, what, back-to-back weeks of seeing Oregon. So in seeing them last week in person, what stuck out to you about them that maybe a video would not show?
Great question, Steve, because I know you and I are the same. We like to see people in person before we make a judgment. You can watch all the film and all the games on TV, but when you go and see a team, meet the players, and then see them real life, I was impressed with their defense. I mean, they're loaded on offense. I think everybody knows that. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, Illinois had a chance to score another time and failed, but still 38-9 probably wasn't even indicative of how well Oregon's defense played. And the week before, they shut out Purdue, and I know that's Purdue, but still 9 points in the last 2 weeks. Their defense is better than I thought they were. So that would be the biggest thing. I think, Dan Lanning's kind of tried to build around what he was used to, be it at Alabama or Georgia or the other places he's been. In that when he got there, he knew he had to build the offensive and defensive lines to kind of, look more Big Ten-ish, look more SEC-ish, if you will, whatever, and he's done that. They've got more depth now on the defensive side of the ball. Got a lot of those guys are transfer portal guys. I think they got... some good ones portal-wise, that's for sure.
Yeah, and one of them is Dylan Gabriel, who they were able to get out of Oklahoma, been at Central Florida before that. When you watch his command of what they do within that offense, what does he mean, not just what he brings physically to the table, but his command of it?
Yeah, great leadership. You know, when he got there, you know, first of all, everybody thinks, okay, he's going to put up the same kind of numbers as Bo Nix. And early in the season, he did. Now he is. Their statistics are very similar at this stage of the season. But, you know, he got there, and after two previous stops, you have to have, I guess, relationships before his leadership. And so I think it took him a little while, not to win over his team necessarily, but just to do that, kind of ingratiate himself to the team, be part of the team, and not worry about being a leader until he started to lead. And now he's got it now. I mean, they're following him. And you can see just his command of the offense is better now than it was first couple weeks of the season. You know, people looked at the Idaho game and said, oh, man, really? And then Boise State, really? And then you look at Boise State and you go, oh, wait a minute, they were pretty good. That was part of the problem. And now, I mean, I didn't think the ball was going to touch the ground last week a couple of times. He went 18 out of 26. He threw an interception. But there was a time where he was just playing catch with his guys. And he's got some guys to get it to, I'll tell you that. I mean, they're four wide receiver deep, they're three tight end deep, and they got two really good running backs. So, I mean, you look at it and you think of Oregon as flash and dash, and they can do that, but they can pound it on the ground too with Jordan James and Noah Whittington. So they got the whole package, man. I really believe that.
you and I will always fall back on experience, like something that we heard years ago from somebody that sticks with you. When I was talking to Joe Paterno when Penn State made the transition into the Big Ten, he says, Steve, we have to learn. At this point, they were playing 8 conference games, 8 new opponents. He said, it's a lot of off-season work. When you've talked to Dan Lanning, I don't know how much Lincoln Riley got into this. When you talked to him, has he talked at all about what it's taken for them to learn 9 new opponents? Well, you know, they have to play Washington, but 8 new opponents.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part is, at least Lincoln Riley said this, Lanning didn't, but Lincoln said, we kind of didn't know what we were getting into attrition-wise. It's week to week. You're just blasting Big Ten football. I mean, it's, you know, it's hard every week. And, you know, Lincoln Riley said, let's face it. I mean, when it was Pac-12, we knew we had some gimmies. And, you know, that we knew that there were kind of like breather weeks. And you have to be careful for those, obviously, to not get trapped. But just the physical toll I think it takes on everybody, and the fact that if you don't have depth, you're kind of screwed a little bit. You know, if you don't have guys that back up your main people. So, learning new opponents and learning that you have to be 2 and 3 deep at just about every position if you can get it that way, because you're going to get guys hurt and nicked along the way.
Well, then there's Michigan, the quarterback situation. When you look at that, you know, what has it done to just set really almost everything back for them?
Well, I've never done a team 3 times in 1 year, and I've done 3 different quarterbacks, and that's about what I'm getting ready to do on Saturday. Because we had Orgy first, and then we had Tuttle a couple weeks ago against Illinois, and now we're getting Davis Warren. So, first of all, that's never happened. Second of all, I don't get why the cupboard was... And I don't want to take anything away from any of these kids. They all have their individual talents, and
sure,
you know, they're trying their best. And you know, Tuttle just physically had to retire because he's been around. You know, I mean, he was in college twice as long as I was. So there comes a time where you can't do it physically, and you're 7 years in. You know, and you're 25 years old. Maybe it's time to go into coaching, which I think he'll probably do. They all have their talents, but I don't get why. You know, they knew J.J. McCarthy was going to go pro. They knew Harbaugh was going to go to the pros. How they left that cupboard so bare when there's got to be 20 guys in the country that would just salivate over being a quarterback in Michigan. That's the part that wows me. I just don't get it. And, you know, I've asked Coach Moore about it, and they give the same answer. Well, it was, you know, it was late in the cycle when Coach decided to go to the NFL, and you know, we were dealing with the portal, and we were dealing with recruiting, and you know, we just missed it by a couple weeks. So, I mean, if you thought J.J. McCarthy was going to go pro, don't you have like 4 guys waiting in the wings somewhere along the line? I don't know. That's probably not the answer to the question you asked me, but that's the part that blows me away, that I'm going to see a third quarterback in 3 tries for Michigan, you know, this weekend.
Yeah, but I see 3 in the same game. So
you beat me on that one. Then
that's what I was doing. When Prabula threw the touchdown pass on Saturday night, I had to start by saying Prabula was the quarterback because Warren had been the quarterback the previous 2 plays. It's just, you know, you have to keep track of it. It's okay.
How's Gru doing? He's practicing, right?
Everybody saw him out there last night. So, yeah. You know, I think they think he's trending. How about that? What did you think of Penn State when you saw him?
Well, you know, a lot of good things. And then a lot of things where I said, wow, how'd you give up that many points to that team? But their tight end is insane. I mean, that was so much fun. I don't think I've had that much fun calling different plays from different spots by one guy. It was incredible. I mean, that was, you know, not that they don't have a lot of great skill players on both sides of the ball, but just to watch one guy, I'm surprised he didn't play defense. He did everything else. It was unbelievable.
How have you felt about the quality of play in the Big Ten to this point? Because you've had to do, you know, after all those SEC years, what about the quality of play in this conference to this stage, in your opinion?
I think it's really good. Obviously, like everybody else, I'm shocked what Indiana's doing, and you know, God bless them. I mean, that city and that school could use something like that, and it's really been fun to watch. I wasn't expecting them to be there. I guess I expected Oregon to be what they are. I expected Penn State to be what you guys are. I still think Ohio State is as good as anybody. I don't know how they had an off game last week, and, you know, I don't know how much the loss to Oregon kind of like set them back psychologically, if you will, whatever. But I think they've got more draft choices probably on their team, at least on the defensive side of the ball, than probably anybody in the league. So, you know, I haven't seen everybody yet, but I've seen about half of them, and I'm probably going to see the same half down the stretch the rest of the way.
Right. In fact, you know, because you know, the USC reference, I feel like those four wideouts were in combination the best I'd seen to this point until this week. These three this week are better than those four. That's just my opinion. So
yeah, the freshman is he's insane, and Egbuka is one of the best leaders I think I've ever seen, both at practice, on the field. Just a class kid, and just you know, being around him, you just walk away and you go, wow, wouldn't you like to have about 85 of those guys? You know, but yeah, they're as good as anybody. I think different USC's receivers are different kind of guys, but if I was a quarterback, I think I'd just as soon throw to the Ohio State people.
Do you? You and I both know fans are fans, and you know, and they'll have opinions. And that's fine. That's what makes the game fun. Are you surprised at all at a guy that's lost 9 games total in his collegiate career, Ryan Day, catches as much flack as he does?
Yeah, I mean, being around him, you know, you can see it weighing on him. He said, you know, to us, he goes, you can't take a day off. I mean, it's hard to get the guy to smile because the pressure is incredible. You know, if he wouldn't have lost to the teams he lost to, it probably wouldn't have mattered so much. But you lose to Michigan when you're in Columbus, and, oh, man, I wouldn't want to carry that weight around. And I can tell he's carrying it around, and I think he carries it really well. I mean, he doesn't complain about it. He doesn't throw any of his players under the bus and all that kind of stuff. He takes it, and he takes the swings and keeps on plugging away and says all the right things. And I still think well, this weekend will determine a lot. I'm not going to say anything because you guys got him on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. I had to laugh at this. We don't know who has the game next week. We don't know. But when we were up in the box at USC, students came by. And I said, hey, I said, you talk to him. He knows. You want to know the business? He'll tell you. And the first question he got was, have you ever done a whiteout?
Yeah. That was a good one. I said, I think I've done 5 of them at least. Yeah. And then I went on to say, and I've done some blackouts and some purple outs and some red outs and every other color I could think of.
Same here. Every time I turn around, I went down to Auburn and you did the game. And they said, it's an orange out. I said, I've done blackouts, red outs, scarlet outs, maize outs, white outs. I said, I'm all outed.
Yeah, I'm all outed, too. I get to the point when they have one of those, I just worry that I'm not wearing a tie that's got the color of one of the teams in it. So I don't get beat up on Twitter for what I'm wearing.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. Because I'd said to them later, I said, there's no doubt who's number one who's broadcast the most whiteouts because I've done them all. He's second. That's why I said Brad's second.
Oh, man.
Oh. Well, hey, have a great one this weekend. I hope it works out where I get to see you next week, but it's always a pleasure, my friend. You're the best.
Thanks, Steve, and I'll be watching. I will be watching you guys before I have to go to work. We'll always have a monitor in the booth for that noon game. Can't wait.
All right. Hey, thanks so much, Brad. Safe trip.
All right, buddy. See you later.
He is the best. I mean, and that's what I told the students. I said, look, that's the best in the business right there. We've known each other for, 35 years or some number like that. And he's what's really great about him is that not only is he skilled and outstanding what he does, he's just down to earth, right? Just the kind of person you want to be around all the time. And that's who he is. Fabulous. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. I opted for Ford. It was a great choice. Right? People always wonder, like, how much pressure do you get when you go into a dealership? I walked in, they said, "Hey, Steve, what are you looking for?" And I said, "Well, I said, I think I'm leaning toward Ford. I said, I've really done some research and looked at Explorer." I said, "Okay, hey, let's go over here." And we have this one, and this one. That was the extent of the pressure. All right? At that point, I says, here, you want to take this one out, that one out? Yeah. Then we discussed, okay, you know, what does it have on it? There was a couple things I was looking for specifically. And believe it or not, one of them was navigation system. Because one of them I looked at, you need your phone as part of the navigation system, and the one I ended up getting had the navigation system built in. I just preferred that. Just a personal preference. So they worked with me to make sure I got into the vehicle I wanted to get in. That was it. Came to financing, came to getting the bumper-to-bumper. They worked everything out. All right. Process was great. It's going to be great for you. Yeah. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. The new product lines are great. Now, what about pre-owned inventory? I took some time to just look around the lot. I was buying new no matter what. But I wanted to see, since I was on the lot, about pre-owned inventory. I looked, they have a lot of it. And they go over with a fine-tooth comb. Thus, it eases the buying experience. And the service department, great. And Quick Lane is fabulous, by the way. But, you know, whether it's inspections, routine, difficult to handle it all. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.